You never called me in the morning. You never called me like you said you were gonna call me. All I want to do for you, babe, I just wanna be your lover, man. You don't need me like you used to need me. You have no feelings for me at all. I never do anything to hurt you. I just wanna be your lover, man. You never used to ignore my calls for loving. You never used to shut me down at all, baby. Used to be so sweet to me, baby. All I ask you to do is call me. I'm just sitting here for you to call. Why didn't you call me in the morning? Why didn't you call me like you said you were gonna call me? All I want to do for you, baby, I just wanna be your lover, man.
That was called Call Me from the CD of the same name. It's the title track of the CD by Black Magic Johnson. Name of the band out of Springfield, who have been around, well, a number of years in some different configurations, which we will certainly talk about. And you are listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks very much for joining us on the show. Black Magic Johnson were on this show, I can't remember now if it was 2 or 3 years ago.
Maybe.
Nobody else remembers.
Yeah, about two.
Dan says
it
two.
It took about a year and a half to get everything.
Yeah, that's right.
As far as the mastering.
About 2 years ago.
So we are at the point where you were concocting the new CD or something like that.
It's cooking.
And Black Magic Johnson are, for the most part, three guys. Occasionally, somebody else or another will join in. And they are Reggie Britton, who is the lead vocalist and also plays drums and harmonica at times. Dan, is it Grover or Grover?
Grover.
Grover.
Like Sesame Street.
Are you gonna? You're not gonna do that today.
Yeah. No, I'll refrain.
I could never stand Grover. I have to tell you.
I'll hold back.
Yeah, on rhythm guitar and bass sometimes. And Alexis Rogers on lead guitar. All three featured on that CD, as well as somebody who goes by the name of Suit and Tie Guy. I mean, there has to be some explanation for that.
He wears suits all the time.
Every day.
Suits and ties every day.
And he has no other name.
It's a well-guarded
suit and tie guy.
Yeah.
There's a patch on the Moog synthesizer called the suit and tie guy, named after him.
Yeah.
So
the Moog synthesizer has been around since I was a wee child. Is he an old guy?
No, actually, this is the Slim Fatty. It's how old is that, Alex?
I don't know.
It's been out maybe 2 or 3 years, maybe.
Oh, okay. So I guess I don't know. I don't know what the Slim Fatty is.
Keyboard guy, but
so he was playing the Mini Moog. Mm-hmm. Is that another name for the Slim Fatty?
Yeah, he plays. The Mini Moog was the first sort of portable synthesizer that had a keyboard. Came out in the 70s sometime.
He plays actually that on the track on our CD, Blues Traveler.
Blues Traveler, yeah.
Which was your previous one.
No, that's this one.
Oh, that's the next one.
Yeah. This is this one here. The Black Magic.
Okay.
The song Blues Traveler.
The song Blues Traveler on here. Where is that on here?
It's on
there. Oh, there it is. It's third from last. I'm having a little problem here today, gentlemen. We should be in for a fine ride. So Black Magic Johnson got started. I was looking to try to figure this out. There are various places where it says, 7 years ago or after 7 years or after so number of years. But started as a duo.
Yep.
With you, Reggie, and...
And a guy named Phil Knoll out of Missouri, Jasper, Missouri, or something like that. That was back in 95.
In 95, and you guys hook up. You were in Springfield at that point, right?
I was in Springfield, yes.
So he was just, he had relocated to there as well?
No, I played with a band called Oysters Rockefeller for many years, and That kind of faded and start to break apart, and we started to, just kind of break apart. Phil became one of our bass players after so many bass players. I have a history with bass players. And he was also a bass player and guitar player. And as Oysters Rockefeller was getting into its final days of the three-piece being together, he was our last bass player in the group, and I
assume that was a blues band as well.
Yeah, blues band, and him and I broke away and started to do an acoustic duo thing, and he played dobro and lap steel and guitar and things like that, and I just used a bass drum, a tambourine, and harmonica, and we just did an acoustic thing, and that's how Black Magic Johnson just started. Formed out of that.
Now, Reggie, I played bass with you with Freddie Snow.
Yeah, he played bass with me way back when with Wild Man Eddie Snow.
And he still has a bass that plays when there is no bass player. For example.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I probably asked you this the last time, but how did you come up with the name?
Oh,
I'm a little. I'm a little afraid to ask.
Way.
Should be.
I don't think we could tell this story.
No, I don't think we can either. Well, let's just say it was at a nightclub. I was playing with another group, doing a little jazz sort of thing, and I just kind of got the name from a bartender that just happened to wander into the men's room where there was a party of ladies sort of going on. They were just hanging out talking and whatever.
So then there was an epiphany.
Yeah. Why in the men's room? I have no idea. But it wasn't my fault. I just happened to be in there using the men's room, and these women decided to come in and have a conversation and invite friends in, and they were hanging out, and the bartender just happened to walk in and says, "Man, what are you doing in here? You know, you got more people in the men's room than I have in the whole bar, you know." And so he says, "What do you got, a Black Magic Johnson?" So it sort of stuck.
Okay, among those stories,
like you said, it was going to be a rough ride.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's like you can't ever get a straight answer anybody for why Jelly Roll Morton is called that either.
Well,
you can't talk about that either. But there you have it. All right. So since 1995, so you started as a duo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then?
And then Phil, it became difficult for him to drive from Missouri and make gigs in Illinois too often. So another friend of mine who played with me in a band, the Tom Irwin Band, who I was also still a member of, was a member of Oysters Rockefeller and Tom Irwin. He's a guitar player. His name was Raul. And I called him. Well, I called Tom Irwin one time, and I said, "Oh man, I got a gig, and I need somebody to play guitar with me." And Phil can't make it, and he says, "Well, call Raul." So I said, "That's right." So I called Raul, and Raul, him and I got together 2 hours before the show, and we just kind of went through a few things, and we went and done the show, and it was just great. It was like, it just happened. It was like, you know, just clockwork. It
worked out fine. So then you were a trio.
No, we were just a duo because Phil. Replaced Phil, and so it was just us two for about a year, maybe a year and a half, and then.
And is Raul another mysterious guy without a last name?
Oh yes, yes. His real name is Scott Neese, and he passed away. 3 years ago?
Two years ago.
Yeah, he passed away 2 years ago. And him and I had played together for, gosh, years. then we were opening for somebody. Well, somebody was coming to town. They needed an opening act. So the act that was supposed to open for him fell through. Well, we were just a duo. And, you know, Raul says, "Well, we should find a bass player to do this with." And I thought, "Well, let's call Chris." So we called Chris Warren, who was Black Magic Johnson's first bass player. And we all got together and we rehearsed one night, and we became a three-piece, a trio. And we did that for, about 7 years. Seven and a half years. We were a three-piece Black Magic Johnson.
So. And you're still a three-piece, just with...
Yeah, just with rotating bass players.
One guy who's the same and two guys who are different.
Yeah.
Well, I know besides maybe sharing a couple of tunes off of the CD, which came out earlier this year, you did bring your instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least a version of your instruments, because mm-hmm. I remember we talked... Well, we'll talk about this afterwards, but what do you want to start with?
Well, we're going to do a song off our Food for Thought CD, which is the older CD. We're going to do a tune called Messing with the Kid. How about that?
This is Black Magic Johnson, who are Reggie Britton, Dan Grover, and Alex Rogers, live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9.
All right. Thank you.
dancing with a kid. He took the kid's car, drove around town, told everybody, you're gonna put the kid down. Hey, hey, baby, you know what you did. All right. I said, call it what you want, baby. I call it missing with the kid.
Messing with the Kid from the record called Food for Thought, which was the previous CD out by Black Magic Johnson, who were with us live here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And they've got a number of gigs coming up. You can always check this out on their website, which is simply blackmagicjohnson.com. But here is what's current, anyway. A week from tomorrow, Saturday, November 10th, they're going to be in Jacksonville at the Cool Time Corner for a 9 p.m. show. Day after that, they'll be in Oakford. Where is Oakford?
That's on the other side of Petersburg. That's
where is Petersburg?
Well, it's in the country.
You can tell. I don't know my central
Illinois.
Is that
Illinois west? Or is that east or west?
It's
northwest.
Northwest, yeah.
Well, they know where they are, and you'll need to find out sometime before the 11th. That'll be at the Hill Prairie Winery.
Yep.
And then some Springfield gigs coming up on the 17th. At Floyd's Thirst Parlor. That's a wonderful name. 29th, I gather that's a regular.
That's kind of where we started. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's see, the 29th at the Illini Country Club in Springfield, and then later on in December and January. But I imagine you probably will add some more.
Oh, yeah.
Most likely to this. So they keep pretty current on it, blackmagicjohnson.com, to see where they're going to be. Maybe they'll be in your area next. I know you've done, at least now and then, I don't know how recently, had a chance to open for some pretty big Chicago area blues acts anyway, Coco Taylor, Lonnie Brooks, and so on. When did that happen? Does it still happen now and then?
Every now and then it still happens. We had a show we were supposed to open up for Wayne Baker Brooks, which is Lonnie Brooks, one of Lonnie Brooks' sons, but that fell through.
So glad to hear about that
started,
one. Again.
That started to happen quite a bit, isn't it? But anyway,
He's not a bass player, is he?
But we've had the pleasure to open for quite a few people: Lonnie Brooks, Coco Taylor at Millennium Park.
And Ronnie Baker Brooks is a son of Lonnie.
Son of Lonnie. Yeah, we opened for him.
The one who did have you do it. The one that didn't fall through.
That's right. Yeah. And we did the Springfield Blues Barbecue and Blues Festival, last year. And who followed us? Johnny Guitar Watson. Was it Johnny Watson? Who was that?
I don't even remember.
Yeah. Johnny
Guitar. Playing down the street. So.
Yeah. Johnny Guitar somebody.
This is why there's no bio on your website. You don't even have your story straight. You have to fish around to find out a little bit about Black Magic Johnson.
Oh, yes.
By the way, speaking of, there's a very nice article in the most recent issue of Illinois Times from Springfield, the October 18th issue. Article by Tom Irwin that's called Call Me Black Magic Johnson. Doesn't explain the name, by the way, but I think we got as good as we're going to get earlier.
It's a family magazine.
But a lot of information, in that article, nicely written. What's the blues community or scene like in Springfield? I mean, I'm sitting here based in Urbana.
It's
you just got a depressed look on your face.
When you mention blues in Springfield, it is depressing. There is a blues scene in Springfield. It's okay. I don't know. I don't know how.
Are you
how to, Well, sometimes I think so.
That's a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
It depends on who you talk to.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
okay,
yeah.
What would one person we might talk to say about the Springfield blues scene, Springfield area blues?
Rich, why don't you give them your take on what, on blues, on you and Alex, and, you know, well, as far as what we know as blues. All we can do is speak from our perspective, so.
Well, I think there's a big blues rock scene with the emphasis on the rock.
Yeah, yeah.
In Springfield.
Or funky blues.
Yeah.
Yeah, but more so blues rock. Yeah. And I think you can just about sum that up almost. Well, I say it's big in Springfield, but in a lot of places too, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of that almost like southern rock sort of thing that has melted into the blues pot. And That's basically what the blues scene is. I mean,
it's I think of it as like a parody of the blues.
Yeah.
Like they take the basic form and then just play rock over it.
A 1-4-5 and
yeah, and it's
so the basic harmonic form.
Yeah,
harmonic
and
structure.
It's I don't know. I don't really think of the blues. I'm not really a purist, or I kind of hate purism. And we've got our share of rock and country and
sort of
other, even Caribbean on our CD. Mm.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think blues is one of the, it's one of the roots in American music. And I mean, at this point in time, I look at the roots and, like, you know, all the folk, country, blues, bluegrass, and, you know, everything, R&B, soul, hip-hop, it's all part of one living being, and you can't really separate it out. And I think a lot of people try to, like, you know, section, cut it off and, like, package it like it's, like, a scented candle and, like, I'm in a blues mood. Let me light this candle up. And the blues scene in Springfield, it's more like 60s British blues rock.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, like blues, which could be, you know, there's so many different kinds. There's Mississippi Delta. There's Memphis. There's New Orleans. There's Chicago. There's, you know.
There's a lot.
Motown with
but
Detroit.
It seems like the basis for a lot of the blues bands are more the British interpretation of the blues rather than the original.
The original, yeah.
And if
artists.
You had to stick, you know, to describe your version of the scented candle, it would be what flavor or what?
We're not a scented candle.
I think
we just, you know, kind of just organically blend everything we like together and. We don't really think about, you know, like, we don't think about, like, let's add this flavor to it. We just play.
We just
and they're like, oh, right. Wait, that has some country in it.
Yeah,
or,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
After the fact, we notice things, but it's not like, you
we
know.
Just kind of do the, well, we just kind of play. We would more so be the, I guess just the older American style,
actually been complimented by some Chicago folks that we actually shuffle, and that's kind of a art that's you know described shuffle.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. We opened for what was that? The Hoogland Center.
Del Morocco's.
Who was it?
Del Morocco's.
Yeah.
And great band. Great band. And they move around quite a bit. And they said to us, they said, wow, you guys are the only band probably around ever that still do a shuffle, that actually still do shuffles.
And what is a shuffle?
Shall we do a shuffle for them?
There's a lot of different interpretations of shuffles,
right.
You know, but the old Southern old school shuffle was, I mean, it originated in church, you know, and it is just one of those, man, it's hard to describe, but
just a, you know, a backbeat with like a triplet feel under it.
Yeah.
Is there one on the CD?
There's two,
yeah. Yeah, there's...
the first in Crazy About Your Baby,
Crazy About
and
Your Baby
All Tore Up.
And All Tore Up, yeah.
Should we do one of those?
Well, we can.
I know that what's wasn't on the planned list.
Unless, Crazy About Your Baby?
Which one do you
I don't know. I like both of them.
What's your candle?
unless you want to do one live right here?
Crazy About Your Baby.
Crazy About Your Baby?
Yeah.
On the CD?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that first track.
Yeah, that you can actually get downloaded at blackmagicjohnson.com, or we have CDs at our shows.
Including on the 11th.
Yes.
Yeah. Or 10th, sorry, the 10th coming up in Jacksonville. Okay, Mike Pritchard, you got that? We're going to play track one off of Black Magic Johnson's recent CD called Call Me, and this is Crazy About Your Baby, and this is... There's no bad words in here, right?
No.
And this has a shuffle to it. Let's find out.
Baby.
So that tune shuffles, I guess. Crazy yep. About You Baby from the CD called Call Me by Black Magic Johnson. Reggie Britton on vocals and drums, and who knows what else he was playing at that point. Dan Grover on the bass, I guess, on that one, and rhythm guitar. Probably layered that on top of each other. Alex Rogers on guitar, and all of them on the vocals. And the suit and tie guy, was he on that one?
He was not on
that one. No, he was not on that one, no.
But And Black Magic Johnson are with us live. That came off their CD. We'll have them playing live here in just a minute. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast today is made possible by these business partners, AgriGold Hybrids of Mahomet, Charles M. Hundley Champaign, Michael Walker Consulting of Urbana, and Bates Commodities of Normal. These business partners join the Friends of WYLL in making great programs possible. And we thank you very much. That tune sounded to me like it could have been recorded live in a club. I mean, it had that sort of feel to it.
Yeah.
I almost thought I heard, people laughing and talking in the background.
You probably well, there might
be. Yeah, there might be, yeah. We decided on this album to kind of step away from the herd of when you buy a record, how clean it is and processed and the whole shot, we decided we didn't want that. We wanted just we set up in a room, we set the microphones up, and recording in the past, me being a singing drummer, it has just always been one of those things to where, you know, you have to basically, for me, I would have to kind of whisper the words and these guys would have on headphones, and then we come back and then we do the vocals later and whatever. We decided we just want to let things go where they go. Just play music, record it the way it is, and be done with it. And so that's what we kind of did with this album. We want to do as least as possible to do anything to it, because we really wanted the raw sound of the music. Just let the amps bleed, let the microphones bleed, just let it be, you know. Not try to contain it, and not try to dress it up, you know.
So the result is it does sound like more like Black Magic Johnson would sound
mm-hmm.
when you go hear him live.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I personally applaud you, because I'm just developing this larger and larger pet peeve, if pet peeves have sizes. I haven't really thought about it. That with just this endless proliferation of CDs that are just so processed, you really have no idea what the band is like. And if you go to hear them live, you're not going to hear what you heard on the record. You're just not going to, because they made it so that you wouldn't. And I don't get that.
That's the life right out of it, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And that was one of our things, because we often talked about doing. We had been talking about doing this CD, and one of the things we really wanted to do was not to be heard differently from the CD than the live show. We wanted to actually, when you come to see us, you've heard us on the CD, you know what we sound like, you're going to come out and see us, and you're going to get us.
And this you won't be disappointed.
You won't be surprised, you won't be disappointed. If you love the CD, you'll love what you see live.
Well, we have you live, although this is sort of a slimmed-down version in that you didn't bring your drum kit.
No.
I remember we talked about this last time, that I think increasingly you use a smaller drum kit than you used to.
Yeah, I do. Bass drum, snare, and a couple of cymbals and hi-hat.
Yeah, so
bring
that,
a ride
that's
if
pretty
it's streamer. Like a fancy gig.
Right, a fancy gig. And Alex, I assume you normally play electric guitar, and you have your acoustic here today. And, you know, Reggie, you were the first person to introduce me to this.
The Cajun.
Yeah, and I at the time, you know, I asked, well, where did it come from, and how's it spelled, and so on, and we didn't know, so I now know.
You know now.
I do know now.
All right.
Because we've had a few of these on before, so I had to go look this up.
All right.
C-A-J-O-N.
160 years of it has. Since their financial professionals have the expertise to help you achieve your financial.
Sorry about that. Somebody hit a button they shouldn't have hit. Mike says that wasn't him. And I believe it, too. I don't know what that was about. But in any event. So the Cajon, it's this little box that mm-hmm. has vibrating strings. And yours has mm-hmm. cello strings inside. Do I remember that right?
Guitar strings.
Guitar strings.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody had one that was a cello string.
Cellos, yeah. But this one has guitar strings.
Has guitar strings. What do you want to do? So this is the slimmed down version.
Okay.
What do we got next?
Got Me Running, Got Me Hiding.
Okay.
Let's do that one.
So this is from the previous CD or from CD?
No, this is from no CD. This is just Jimmy Reed. An old Jimmy Reed.
Jimmy Reed Shuffle, actually.
Yeah, Jimmy Reed Shuffle.
So we do have a shuffle, all right?
Yeah.
Two shuffles. Yeah. Now we have two guitars and the cajon and vocal, and it's Black Magic Johnson live on Live and Local. That was a band called Black Magic Johnson with a Jimmy Rogers tune.
Got me running.
Got me running. I was picking a couple of different phrases. Well, it's either this phrase or is that phrase. And I would pick. I would have picked the wrong one for some reason or another. I got to ask you about this one thing that I did read in one biographical blurb that I think might be on your MySpace page.
Uh-oh.
Which means it's old. But what is this business about being, quote, among the most popular blues acts among motorcycle clubs throughout Illinois and Iowa? Is there still truth to that?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. We got the Milers Motorcycle Club. There's a couple of Harley-Davidson clubs that like us for some reason. We just became popular with the bikers. They all like the, of course, they like the Stevie Ray Vaughan rock bands, rock blues, and all that kind of stuff. But they kind of took a liking to us. I think it's Dan.
Well, you ride.
You're the only rider in the
bunch.
Yeah,
I ride, so, yeah.
You ride? You do have, you have a bike?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yes. I think we talked about that last time. I couldn't remember what,
yeah, maybe.
What kind of bike I had, but it's a...
Well, what kind of bike you have now? Don't tell me you wrecked it.
No. I still got it. It's a Kawasaki Classic LT 900.
And the Harley guys still let you play for them?
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful bike. It kind of looks like a Harley, doesn't it? Yeah. But... it's a nice bike, and they still like us, you know. And also, the BMW bike club like us. So,
So how did you, where did you first get into I mean, how many biker bars are there that have blues?
Well, actually, it's funny, but we don't do biker bars. They come to us.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And you don't know how they found you in the first place?
It's Dan.
Probably at Floyd's.
Yeah, we had
Floyd's
a few.
After Milers, you know, in Springfield, the Miler race.
The mile motorcycle race. Yeah, we had a bunch of bikers come to town for that. And we were playing Floyd's, and a bunch of them stumbled into Floyd's one night, and the rest is history.
So does that mean that if you ever find yourselves in a rough patch, you got...
We got
some protectors.
One or two friends.
You got protection?
Yeah. You could say that, I guess.
I don't know how that works. I just have that, you know, probably the same stereotype a whole lot of other people have that's probably often grossly unfair.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Maybe, you know, as with so many stereotypes, it's true often enough. Yeah. That's how it came up in the first place. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9 with Black Magic Johnson. More in a moment. Support for our station today comes in part from Sinfonia da Camera, presenting No Holds Barred Beethoven on Friday, November 2nd. That is tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Pianist Ian Hobson conducts the Emperor Concerto and Symphony No. 9 with soloists and chorus. More information is available at 333-6280. And I will just add to that if you come out a little bit early, starting at 6:45 this evening in the lobby of the Krannert Center, you can hear a free half-hour program by the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. And I know this because I'm going to be conducting them.
Right.
Yeah, so if you always wondered, how do I meet the radio host? wait till he's got a baton in his hand and it's in front of a youth orchestra or some other group. But yeah, the kids are playing tonight at 6:45. It's a short program, but it's a packed program with some great stuff on it. So that should be fun. And that part's free. Obviously, Sinfonia hopes you'll go see their concert after that. And we were talking about that on yesterday's show. Okay, so we covered the biker bands. We covered some of your opening act for some pretty good blues groups, but I wanted to ask Reggie specifically. You got your start, according to Tom Irwin's article in the Illinois Times, in your dad's band.
Mm-hmm.
Was also a blues band.
Also a blues band. Did R&B stuff. They did country. There was no lines drawn there. They just kind of did it all.
And what did he play?
He's a bass player.
He's a bass player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this how your problem with bass players?
I think
your
that's
dad,
how.
Is your dad still around?
Yes, he's still around.
Well, why didn't you get him to play?
He's in Florida these days.
Oh, that's a problem. Yeah,
and he doesn't play anymore. So.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he played with a lot of people. He played with the B.B. King, and he played with, he played, gosh, with...
That's one so far.
Yeah, Terry and whoever else. And he also played with Little Richard and some guys that had a group back in the day. And
what's his name?
His name is Rayfield Britton.
Rayfield. Oh,
Rayfield. Yeah, Rayfield
okay.
Britton.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
And he's been around for a long time. And, of course, he had his little, it was my brother's oldest brother kind of group, and my dad kind of put it all together and just let him play guitar in it. And the group was called Roots, and it was back in the day. And I was young then. I was probably about 8 or 9 years old. And every now and then they would let me come in and play drums. And whenever I do a song with them, it was always just like the Jimmy Reed stuff, the blues shuffle stuff. And he would yell at me, "Get in the pocket. Stop all that stuff." Because, you know, drummers always want to hit everything.
Okay, talk about the pocket. What's the pocket?
The pocket is just that groove, just that natural, you know, just stay where you are and keep the groove, keep the beat moving, keep the groove happening, and then everything else builds from there. And, of course, you know, being a kid on a drum set, you know, yeah, you want to hit everything that you can possibly get your hands on, you know. It was one of those things, and he would always yell at me, "Settle down back there, get in the pocket, stay where you are, you know, pay attention to the bass line, you know, pay attention to what's going on around you, you know, be mindful of your music, you know," and that sort of stuck with me, you know. And he played also with Eddie Snow, who was I started playing with when I moved to Springfield many years ago, and that's where I met Dan in Eddie Snow's band.
Yeah, Eddie Snow would yell at me, "Get in the pocket, boy." And then he'd start pounding on the keyboard, you know, to make sure I stayed in the pocket. So
He was a piano player.
Yeah,
he was
a keyboard player. Scold me.
He recorded for Sun Records back in the 50s. Yeah.
So anybody can fall out of the pocket if you're not listening to each other.
If you're not mindful of your music.
I like that. Mindful.
Zen.
That's what I was thinking, mindfulness therapy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, music can be that. And if you're going to, I mean, I tell this to youth orchestra all the time. I don't put it that way, but maybe I need to put it that way. I'm going to write this down, actually.
Yeah.
Get in the pocket, for one thing.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I just say don't rush. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's not really the way to think of it.
Yeah.
Just be mindful of everything that's going on around you.
That's
it. And get in the pocket.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it.
Well, I'm enjoying hearing you play live. I'm enjoying hearing from music from the CD, too. So why don't we hear something else? What else do you want to do? You're here. You brought your stuff.
Yeah.
You drove all the way from Springfield.
Well, what do you guys want to do? Let's do one of my favorite tunes I like to do is another Jimmy Reed tune. What's that other one we do? Man, my mind's not working.
You must do more than a couple.
What do we do?
Boss Man. Big Boss Man. Let's do that.
You need a set list.
Yeah. We usually have one of those, but sometimes they work and sometimes they don't, you know. Yeah. All right, let's do a little Boss Man. How about it? Mm-hmm. Tall, that's all. Do your thing, man.
a boss man said one gonna treat me right. I can work hard in the daytime and rest easy at night. I said, boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Now you ain't so big, you just tall, that's all. Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Say, big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Now you ain't so big, you just tall, that's all.
Hey, you guys sound pretty good in the studio. I just went out to, you know, hear what you sound like over the air.
All right.
Since, which I can sort of hear on my headphones, but it's part with the live sound here, which is always a great thing about sitting in this intimate space with my live guests.
All right.
Much better than having dead guests, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Which we did not have on Halloween. I should have thought of that.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
To have some dead guests.
Uh-huh.
In any event, our live guests here are Black Magic Johnson. They are Reggie Britton on the vocals and the percussion, playing the cajon. Dan Grover on guitar, did one earlier with bass, and Alex Rogers on lead guitar. And live in our studio. They've got a gig coming up on Saturday, November 10th, 9 p.m. in Jacksonville at the Cool Time Corner. And then the next day, the 11th, there's a Sunday, Oakford, Illinois at the Hill Prairie Winery. November 17th, they'll be back in Springfield at Floyd's Thirst Parlor. And then you can check their schedule for after Thanksgiving on blackmagicjohnson.com. Check it regularly because they do add gigs as they go along.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, you had your hand up. Did you want have
oh,
to say
I just
something?
Oh, I let everyone know that we actually will do an acoustic, set up for folks too if they'd like that. You know, if they want a more kind of more
yeah,
of an intimate
kind of thing.
Yeah, we do acoustic too.
We do
doing that
part
a lot.
Of our show sometimes. We'll yeah. start acoustic and then we'll go electric. You know,
when the bass player's late.
When the bass player's late.
Yeah. When the bass player.
Do you always use electric bass?
Pardon me?
Do you always use electric bass?
Yeah. Yeah, most of the time. Yeah, you know, and it's funny because Food for Thought, the same thing happened on Food for Thought. We were going into the studio to record Food for Thought, and I got a phone call from the bass player the night before. It said he couldn't make it. And then
he could make it.
He couldn't.
He could not make
no.
it.
No. And so then we had to – I was at – place called Brewhouse in Springfield, and it was Raul was with me at the time. We were recording Food for Thought, and I said, well, we have no bass player, so what are we going to do? We're booked for tomorrow to be in the studio. And he says, well, maybe Keith can play. And Keith was tending bar, and he's also a bass player. And I said, hey, you want to record with me in the studio tomorrow? He said, sure. And he said, what are we going to do? I said, well, we'll just show up tomorrow and figure it out. So
and
that
he
was,
did.
That was food for thought, yeah.
This sounds like the story that Tom Irwin tells where you walked into a bar virtually. It's like, you know, the blues guy walks into a bar and and wanted to know if you could play drums for him. He said,
yeah.
Do you play the drums?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Well, we're going to have one more live tune here in a minute, but let me mention some other things going on in our listening area over this weekend, and there are a lot, so I'm just going to kind of pick and choose here a little bit. In about 5 minutes, if you're nearby at the Pink House in Ogden, or you can run out there, the Big Creek Guitar Band are going to be playing. We've had them on this show before. I enjoy them. At Heartland Gallery tonight, it's Irish musician Rose Duffy going to be there at 9 o'clock. That's actually part of the 4th annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. Starts at 5:30 today, and go to folkandroots.org to check their complete schedule. It's packed with all kinds of things going on tonight and all day tomorrow, and that just happens to be one that's still left on here. The Heartland Theater Company in Bloomington presenting the play called Red, 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, and a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. The Illinois College in Jacksonville has a departmental recital at Ramel Camp Chapel. Oh, I'm sorry, that was this afternoon already. Skip that. You can't go see that anymore. The Stay Gold Boys and the New Old Cavalry also part of the Falcon Roots Festival. That's the Rose Bowl tonight at 8 o'clock. Champaign Central High School presenting the musical Ragtime, 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Unity High School in Tolono is presenting the musical Fame Junior tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. Diversity play jazz at Lock, Stock, and Barrel in Decatur tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. The Chorale gives their annual Celebration of Life concert at Faith United Methodist Church in Champaign. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's the Homebrew Ukulele Union Sing-Along. I could not resist mentioning this one at Robeson, with Robeson Elementary School students at the Independent Media Center. That is part of the Folk and Roots Festival tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. And on Sunday, a children's choir is going to be performing at the Decatur Public Library, 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and some brass chamber music at the Music Building Auditorium on the University of Illinois, Sunday evening at 7:30, and the Illinois Wesleyan University Chamber Singers Concert at Evelyn Chapel in Bloomington, Sunday afternoon at 3. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring new exhibits entitled America's Musical Past, Shenanigans, Hootenannies, and Other Twisted Adventures. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. Get ready, guys. We're going to have a minute and a half here. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly, and I am done. Black Magic Johnson, thanks for coming on the show today. It's been fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been great.
Awesome. What are we going to go out with?
Well, we're going to do a song off the CD,
okay,
a tune called Standing By Me. And, we want to mention, too, that we are also members of the Prairie Crossroad Blues Society.
Blues Society. You can check out their website.
Yes.
For all kinds of blues going
and
on.
And they also
there.
Have our schedule there, too. So.
All right. The CD's called Call Me. It's Black Magic Johnson. Thank you, Reggie, Dan, and Alex, for joining us on the show.
Hey, Kevin, thank you.
Thank you.
If I had known you were standing by me, would have never hurt or cried so deeply. Now I know you were standing by me. If I